The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Thrilled to be here today doing readings all hour. Benny, thank you so much for launching this rocket ship, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. So here's the deal. So Mainstream Metaphysics Radio will be on a bit of a hiatus for the next 2 weeks. And because, well, I didn't get around to doing any pre-recorded shows, I will have two of my favorite encore shows playing next week, November 16th, and the following Thursday, which is Thanksgiving. Next week, please enjoy hearing from Teresa Bell, author of Accelerate Your Energy, about getting into an energy state of mind. And then on Thanksgiving, please enjoy the encore show with Master Nick Grayson talking all about Tai Chi. Don't call in for the next 2 weeks for readings, as I won't be here. On the 30th, I will be back doing readings again live on air. So if you've been listening for the show for a while and thinking, I should maybe call in and have a tarot card reading, but not sure if this is the day to do it, this is the day to do it. So this is the right day to call in. Today, I'll be doing a 3-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. The phone lines are now open. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, just to honor the universal energy that has been put forth for your reading so the messages do not become redundant and superfluous. If you've been struggling with a decision, not just sure what to do, would like some additional guidance, clarity, and insight, perhaps you're feeling disconnected from your purpose or finding love elusive and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation, we can look at all of this through the lens of the tarot. If you're hesitant to get a tarot card reading because, well, you know, they're those scary-looking cards, fear not, as sometimes those scary-looking cards are actually the best cards. Particularly, as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there's nothing scary that can possibly come up. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. Today, as usual, I'll be using the Rider-Waite deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can look up the cards online to see them, but I will also describe them. When you call in, I'll be shuffling the deck while we chit-chat. Then I'll be cutting the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. Now, I use that hand as the non-dominant hand, as the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I'll be fanning the cards face down in front of me and then running my hand along the backs of the cards until 3 cards just energetically call out your name and practically literally stick to my fingers, sort of like saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. As always, I do like to start with a small disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, you know, these are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. It is a visual representation of the little voice inside that we're always overruling. We're saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option forward using my own power and strength. By the way, if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Just a little bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. It is my belief that we are all surrounded by energy. And what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It's almost as if we're feeling like we're walking and pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit. And that can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back. So now they're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. By doing this, they are using energy effectively. My company is Elite Tarot, which you can find at elitetarot.com, which is ELITETAROT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes. We go really into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of your life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, but sometimes it's just what hits the spot. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. You can book a reading directly on my site at elitetarot.com. And in addition to individual readings, I also do readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, corporate holiday parties, birthdays, bridal showers, wedding receptions, you name it. So right before our first break, let's just get the show going and just start with our first caller, Charlene. Charlene, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you. I listen to this program all the time.
Oh, my gosh. You just made my day. I'm so glad. Is there anything that you have a question about or would like guidance on?
Yes, actually, I would. I recently, this year, earlier on, my father crossed over. My family is having a hard time with their loss. And they're not coping in a positive manner, and it is affecting me, and I'm sort of like the foundation, and the foundation needs guidance in how to cope with their negative energy.
Yeah, well, first of all, I am so sorry, and
I was blessed to have him in my life, and I feel his guidance with me now.
Excellent. And you know, you always can form your whatever telephone communication system you find to keep that level of communication, whether it's you can make little notes, put them by the window. There's no right way or no wrong way to do this. And so I'm so glad that you're still feeling that presence, and I validate that completely. And it sounds, for me, I pulled three cards while we're talking, but to me what jumps out is that you've got this almost triple kind of weight that's physically and emotionally weighing you down. First is dealing with your own grief, your own loss. Second of is having to, or feeling like you are the recipient of the energy that the others are putting forth. But thirdly is that sense of responsibility that you've placed upon yourself, which just complicates all the matters even more so. You've got that triple energy and weight is what I'm sensing. Does that sound right?
Well, the phone calls, you know, the threatening suicide attempts and things like this, you know, that can weigh a person down, right?
Absolutely.
So having to cope with people with their mental issues after the loss of a family member can be very taxing, definitely.
Absolutely. No, I mean, you have got, yeah. I'm so sorry that you are going through this. And we're, you know, one thing I do want to say before, and we'll turn over the cards after the break, but before we go to the break, one thing that I do want to tell you is that you do not have to bear the brunt of or the weight or the power of other people's dealing with the issues, particularly when it is potentially threatening or life, you know, in terms of suicide and all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, do you have the number? Is your family overseas in another country?
I have one daughter that did phone the other night in the middle of the night that had was intoxicated and that had been beaten up by her fiancé, and I was in fear for her life, and I did receive a call this morning from my sister threatening suicide, so it's been quite a week.
Oh, absolutely. Do you have the phone number of the National Suicide Prevention Hotline?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah, definitely you want to report all of that as well as any domestic violence, just because, you know, that is where your power lies in providing that most help and resources. I have numbers I can give you as well on air, just because we never want to let that be dismissed. And I know
I did receive confirmation that my daughter is okay.
Okay.
And my sister is okay at this point. So, okay. And I will be going up to check on her here. So,
excellent. Excellent. You know, and we definitely want to encourage, you know, you to make those calls, report any, report anything like that just for their protection. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go to break. So hang on. And when we come back, I'll start pulling some cards and let's see what we can do to just relieve some of that weight that you've placed as well as has been placed on your shoulders using your own power and strength. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you are ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Racing so long, summertime. You got the power, you got the faith, you got the burning fever. You got the night, you got the day, I got the old dark cloud. The sun is gone.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic with Elite from Elite Tarot, talking energy, doing readings today. Today I'm doing a 3-card tarot card reading with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So right before the break, I was just starting to talk with Charlene. Charlene, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So it's been extremely challenging time, loss of the father, and then also having to bear the brunt of the some negative as well as just some trauma from other family members and everything. And you, here you are trying to be that foundation in place. So let's take a look and see what the card. Yeah, you know,
and you know, I am positive. I am a positive person. It's just I'm looking for some confirmation.
Yeah.
From anywhere, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm open to anything.
Absolutely. And you know, it doesn't, you know, it's not being positive or not positive. You're also dealing with a lot of crap. You know, in addition to the grief.
Phone from Mexico. She did phone from Mexico last night and say that she was okay and that she was just drunk and that none of it happened, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't report it. But the thing is that I'm dealing with people that are dysfunctional and
Absolutely.
They're not handling things in a in a healthy manner.
Absolutely. And that's what I mean by,
And
that's what I mean by that kind of crap. It's just that when things are coming at you in terms of any kind of negative energy that is coming to you at a time mm-hmm. when you just also want to deal with grieving, plus you want to be able to be there to help support, rise up and uplift and serve and save and just really help kind of keep that foundation in place and make sure that people aren't suffering in your family, who I know there is deep love there. You know, unfortunately, the you know, as you probably know,
yeah, themselves.
I'm sorry?
They have to save themselves. They have
exactly.
to save themselves. Yeah.
And, you know, and it's easy to kind of say that, but it's harder to just accept the fact that, you know, all you truly have power on, you have influence on other people's journeys, but all the people you have power on is just your own path. So let's take a look and see what that is so that your foundation is at its strongest and then can be of even better support to the rest of your family. So, you know, the first card that came over was the World card. And this is the very last card of the tarot. And so it does kind of talk about this almost being a end of this chapter. And yet it is just a continuation, meaning that, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of your communication, your love, or anything. It's just the end of this one chapter, but it's the start of another chapter. You know, in this card, in this beautiful card, you see this person surrounded by, in a sort of victory wreath, but on other sides, outside of the victory wreath, outside of your universe, are four spirits, and right in the upper left-hand corner is a picture of a man. You know, and so literally this card, when I looked at it, I'm like, there is a man, a father figure, literally looking down and expressing his love, his support. Please take that as validation that that feeling is truly there and is truly real. This card talks about embracing the self and your path forward with unconditional self-acceptance, because I would imagine that if you were talking with your father saying, what do I do here? He would probably say something along the lines of, looking at this card, saying, be yourself, honor yourself, and embrace your gifts. That perhaps because of different things that you've taken on the responsibility of in this last chapter, you had to put off to the wayside. At least that's what's kind of coming forward to me. Does that make sense? Does that resonate?
Yeah, it does. It does.
You know, what's interesting, excellent. You know, what's interesting is that something challenging or blocking you is actually the very first card of the tarot, the Fool. And that's card number zero. And so it really, I love the way the tarot works, because it's like, wow, that's just like what I said. Here's the end of one chapter, the start of another. And yet here you have this beautiful card where a person is literally about to take the proverbial leap of faith into honoring this new chapter of your journey. And this chapter is very colorful. It's almost as if what comes up to mind, and I could be a crazy person here, so let me tell me if this makes no sense. But what I'm feeling is like the last chapter was all in black and white. And this new chapter starting today, starting this week, starting this month, starting this year is all about coloring it all in with lots of vibrant colors and shades that you design. Does that resonate?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Excellent. You know, but this comes up in this challenge position, because the challenge of this card is that you don't know where the path is going to take you. And
that's
so if you
part.
It can be exciting, but the flip side is that if it stops or halts any movement forward, because like, well, wait a minute, before I engage in this thing, I want to know a little bit more details. And then we've blocked that movement. Instead, recognize that this is your chapter. For all we can focus on in terms of what gives you your strength and fuel so that then you can be a better support from less of a taxing way from mind, body, and spirit level for your own benefit, is as you take that leap of faith forward, is to focus on and adopt that fool mentality. It's not like fool, haha, you're a fool, but it's rather fool like, I am going to just take this leap of faith knowing that I am not compromising, and I'm also not ignoring any red flags, whether those red flags be from yourself or whether those red flags be from some family members and situations. It is just about taking that leap of faith into this glorious chapter where you're honoring yourself with unconditional self-acceptance. You know, the advice card. Yeah. And, you know, the advice card kind of merges these two things because the advice card is the Two of Cups. And in this card, you have like two parts of ourselves, you know, yin and yang, masculine, feminine, right brain, left brain. And those parts are coming together because you are stronger when all those parts are merged. Now, when you are having to be the family caretaker, when you are having to be an actual caretaker, when you are having to deal with certain things that you hadn't necessarily asked for, but you never shirk that responsibility, it means that some other parts of you have to go off to the wayside. And now is that time when you're bringing them back together. Worries and worries externally, which can be seen in this card as from above, that kind of there's like an intertwined snake, that sort of that medical worry thing. It sort of attempts to divide and compartmentalize. So if you get a call from someone, now suddenly my being myself and doing my own thing has to go off to the wayside. So those worries, those external things can attempt to divide, but you are so much stronger for your own journey, your own self, which is the only person you have that total control over, when all those energies are combined. The other very important part about this card is that on the top of the worry sign is also these almost angel wings enveloping you as that composite of talents, energies, and gifts. Again, these cards are showing a lot of love from above, and I'm so sorry that you have been dealing with this. And please don't hesitate to reach out if you haven't already to a grief support group, therapist, just someone who can also kind of walk you through dealing with that in a way that is not taking away from taking your own proverbial leap of faith as you embark on this new, very colorful, vibrant, rich, and self-acceptance, authentic chapter of your journey. I hope that's been helpful for you, Charlene.
It has. You know, each part of the journey, it helps us to grow. It makes us come into our own. It like I complete myself, and I know that nobody else does. And but each person that comes into my life, they touch me, and you've really brought some enlightenment into my life today.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know what? You also talked about something super important, is that all the people that come into our lives and all the challenges and all the parts of our journey in the past, nothing is ever wasted. And it all is a part of this glorious journey that has some twists and turns and that unique path that is going to be duplicated by no one else. And you're doing it. Will you please call us back and give us an update on how you're doing?
There's treasure in the journey.
Oh, thank you. So glad you called in today. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
My pleasure. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more tarot card readings. Naomi, hang tight. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website, EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. We are doing tarot card readings all hour today. We do have one phone line open. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So let us just get to the next caller, Naomi. Naomi, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much for calling. Go ahead.
I kind of am in the same situation as the prior caller. However, nobody is trying to commit suicide or anything of that nature. But my children's father, transitioned last year. Mm-hmm. And within 3 days, my singing partner, I'm a vocalist by trade.
Yeah.
My singing partner transitioned the same week. So it's like thrown us, for me, it's thrown me into this like depressive state. I rarely go out and perform anymore. I'm like, I feel like I'm just stuck. It's like, and I want to get busy, and I know that that's a good therapy for me is to get busy, but I just can't seem to find a drive to do that.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, and the kids are both going through depression as well. So
it's a
fun time. I know it'll pass. You know, it's just getting through this and getting past it.
Absolutely. First of all, I'm so sorry. It sounds like it was just one after the other, and then dealing with all the sadness and just like weighted feelings, and then needing to be strong for everyone else. And then, you know, it's interesting because you also had the loss of a partner in one sense, and then followed by a partner in a very different sense. So they're almost right. Like parts of the self.
Right.
And, you know, I'm a big believer in therapy. And so I just want to check, have you reached out to a therapist, a coach, or to kind of work through this for yourself as well as for your children?
Yes, I'm in the process of doing that, but yeah.
Excellent. You know, and every therapist is going to be totally different, just like tarot card readers. And so you have to pick the one who ultimately, as the ultimate consumer, is the one who's going to help you navigate this day-to-day transition from feeling stuck to going back and embracing that joy. And there may be some trial and error. Definitely ask questions, you know, just to make sure that you're working with someone who can be there for you to help with that navigation of that system. And I know that what I'm also hearing is that there's a feeling of understanding that it's going to get better, which is great. But what that also does is it sort of it can make you feel, and this is kind of what I'm picking up, and tell me I could be wrong, is that there's this feeling of just like feeling like you're in the bottom of a ditch trying to climb your way out. And it's like, I know there's a path up there, but I still feel like I'm down here in the bottom of this ditch. And it's just so hard to get back out of that feeling. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And you know, instead of looking too far down the road, instead, first of all, I'm a big believer in using words that reflect your future as if it is today, even if your brain is like feeling anything but. And so instead of saying I'm in a depressed state, now we're suddenly at that bottom of the ditch. I was in a depressed state. I have been in a depressed state. Can make you suddenly jump up to that top. And now we're just finding the road. Again, it's your brain will resist that because I'm not feeling that way yet. And it's like, that's totally fine. But we just got to start making it seem as if, what would the words be like as if you were feeling ready to embrace joy? What would that feel like in the body? Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
You know, and it's easy. We just kind of get into this thing of like, yeah, in the future. It's like, no, I'm embracing joy right now. Even if right now you're feeling like the last thing you're doing is embracing joy, we want to at least do that. Because basically, what does that mean? I'm embracing joy and I'm navigating my way out of depression. It's actually the same thing, but one has a very different feeling in the body than the other. The first card that I pulled three cards while we were talking. Let's see if we can get some additional insight for you. The first card that came up was the Three of Cups. Now, in this card, you've got three ladies, and they're intertwined with a cup in the air. It's actually kind of a joyous-looking card. In fact, I call this card my Sex in the City card because it looks like the Sex in the City ladies. But the issue about this card, and you can look it up online, is that it's very hard to see where one of the ladies ends and another lady begins. And so there's almost this feeling of like leaning almost too much on other people's perceptions of how you should be doing, what you should be doing, so much so that then you forget, what is it that I need that may not necessarily be understood or embraced by the others that are talking to you, that are kind of giving you that helpful advice and everything, just because we all have unique journeys. And so the way that you get moved back to embracing joy and singing your heart out again is going to be different from the way that anybody else assumes that you should be doing it. But this, the more that you're in this almost interdependent mode, the less, the harder it is to hear that super powerful and beautifully resonated tone voice. Does that resonate?
Yes. I've kind of said to everybody, look, I'm working through this. Just, you know, I need to work through this. And I'm sorry you don't like the way that I'm working through it, but you'll get over it. And I will too. Okay. So I kind of have this attitude of.
I love that you say that, but I have to honor this card because at the same time, there's still an enmeshment as well into the others. But one thing I do want to say is I'm working through this. Let's take out that, because that phrase, nobody likes to be working through stuff. And it also means that it never ends. How do you know you're done? So that's another kind of those semantic things. I'm embracing joy. Let's replace that with anything about I'm working through this. I'm working on myself. I'm working through. You are not a work in progress. You are an ever evolving, amazing creature. And so that is and of divine goddess energy. We don't need to work at some, just because the word's working, suddenly it's like, okay, I'm just going to be working on this forever. Cause it's like, there's no end to it. You know, something that's challenging or blocking, I'm actually going to keep you in suspense, but I can't wait to get to it because I'm going to take our last break. So hang tight with me. When we come back, I'll finish up this reading. We're going to talk about something challenging, also advice to getting you singing back strong and those beautiful notes and out and about. And so we're going to take our last break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Oh,
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to the RagingSkillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Here's a little song I wrote. Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, doing readings today. Naomi, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So right before the break, we pulled the first card, which was the Three of Cups, that even though you may be feeling kind of like this is what's going on, there's still this emotional kind of so much interconnectedness that exists that sometimes it can make it hard to sort of hear your own voice and enough to disconnect enough to honor that with action. Something challenging or blocking you is the Six of Pentacles. So in this card, it shows that you have a heart as big as Seattle and that you are always there to help in any time a person is needing something. Again, pulling away from in that Three of Cups, that Sex in the City card, that if there is someone in need, if someone is needing your research, your counsel, your guidance, you are always there. And there is nothing wrong with that. It's just that it can drain you if you're not also making sure that you're not giving more to others than you're giving to yourself. And right now it's showing that it's just out of balance. And so that may mean setting up artificial boundaries. For example, turning off the phone, even if you're home doing nothing but watching Real Housewives. You know, that you say, I'm sorry, I can't help you today. I can help you tomorrow. Just making sure that you are honoring yourself, your inner child, also allowing that time for that healing in the way that works for you. But it is going to mean setting up those artificial boundaries, because otherwise there is no end to the demands, the requests. There's always that feeling of after this request, then we can go out to the next, then I can focus on myself. It's like, no, those requests will continue to come. So instead, just focus on the self. Go fairly quickly here. The advice card is the Six of Wands, and this is a triumphant, glorious, creative, fuel-driven self going forward. Person is on a horse, the wreath of victory, holding a wand, which represents creativity and it's feeling inspired. And this is also just letting that horse sort of ride that horse or let the horse carry you. But as long as you're continuing to go forward with strength, even if the brain is still kind of focused over elsewhere, continue those actions forward. And then note how the body feels versus the brain. Will you please keep us updated? I hope this has been helpful.
It has. Thank you very much, and I will certainly keep you updated.
Oh, wonderful. And I look forward to hearing your singing. Thank you so much for calling. Let us get to our last caller, Cynthia. Cynthia, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. What is your question, please?
So my husband passed away 23 days ago.
Oh, my gosh.
The first caller, he did a reading very good for her, and I just heard to just keep calling back in that maybe some advice you could help me have. Just been very grief-stricken. I know he's in a higher place, in a better place, and I would always tell him when he had no faith to lean on my faith, and now I'm having trouble with my faith of just believing that there'll be some higher purpose to all this.
Absolutely. I am so sorry. And are you also seeking...
52.
Oh my gosh, so young. Are you also seeking any kind of help with grief counselors, therapists
yes.
as well?
Yes,
okay.
I called the hospice grief counseling place yesterday.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But again, make sure it's the right person for you. And it's not that one person's bad, one person's good, but it's just everyone's going to have a very different thing. Well, you know, as we're getting close to the show, I'm going to go really quickly through your reading.
Okay.
But this first card that came up was the King of Swords. This is you right now. The King talks about your abundant strength. Swords are all about the fact of taking action, meaning that the last chapter, the last few months have just been about you having to take action, 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 without being able to focus on the heart, the emotions, and everything. All of that had to sort of get pushed down because things had to be done. Things had, you know, everything had to be taken care of, and everyone in your kingdom had to be taken care of. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, had to be done. At the same time, you know, that King of Swords, you can just look at the picture of him. That heart, unfortunately, was not able to be catered to during that time. Now is the time that's what has to happen, is just to really honor that heart, which you're doing now, and to allow that grieving process to go forward. Something challenging or blocking is the Six of Swords. And in this card, please take this as total validation. You are heading to a much more peaceful destination. In this card, you see somebody steering the boat away from some of the turbulence and upheaval and all the, you know, the tragedy and sadness and everything from the past. And even though you can't see it, you are most definitely moving in the right direction. Coming with you on this journey are the swords that are making it seem that much slower a journey. Know that you have your power, not so much to change. We don't have the power to change things, but all you do have power is to just pull up those swords, those emotional things, all those swords that King of Swords had to deal with, and now release them and let them go. In that safe, controlled environment, working with someone, just making sure that you're not doing too much too soon, and know that just by releasing just one of those swords, one of those challenges, burdens that you had to take care of, you know, after the passing and maybe leading up to it, that you can now let that go. With even one sword released, your boat gets faster and that destination becomes clear. But please take that as validation. You are moving. The advice card, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It looks sad, but it's anything but, because this is an advice card, and it's the Three of Swords. And in this card, you see the heart, this huge, glorious heart, but it has three swords in it. Know that the heart is a muscle, and it will repair itself and become stronger than ever before. But as you, only you, remove those swords, remove anything that you're holding on to from the past that's been challenging or negative, so that you can hold on to all those wonderful memories, all that love and all that joy. As you repair your heart, So again, it is as stronger and as vibrant as ever before. You are definitely doing it, and you're definitely moving in the right direction. You will continue to keep moving forward with a heart as you release some of that trauma from the past and continue to have that relationship with your husband in whatever form works for you. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, that has.
Please keep us updated, okay? And thank you so much for calling. I'm so sorry I had to kind of rush through this a little bit, but please keep us updated.
Okay, thank you.
Will do. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show, and thank you one and all for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to listening to next week's show, as the next 2 weeks will be have some of my favorite encore shows to listen to. I will be back, however, doing readings live on November 30th, so please come back if you have any readings. Please join me Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. Have a safe, happy, and joyous Thanksgiving. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.